talk some high school football with our man, Dion Clisso, Preps KC managing editor. Hello, Dion. How are you?
Doing well. It's a Thanksgiving week, which means we've got four state championship games and five, six other semifinal games. So it's a lot of going on. We're excited about football this week.
Let's start off with Cardinal Ritter at St. Pius X. It's on Saturday. I'll be there with my daughters. Very excited. What do you say about this matchup, Dion?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I thought I'd kind of jumped on the Pleasant Hill train last week. They were playing so well and just dominating. And I kind of thought to myself, I was like, well, you know, they put a little bit better level of competition than Pius has over the last month. And but they jumped all over Pleasant Hill early and kind of took that game out of their hands and just dominated from that point on. And I think Pius is playing really well offensively. Jack Mosh and is really doing a great job at quarterback. And defensively, really, those are the guys that have really kind of led the way for them. Their defense is great all season. You know, Cardinal Ritter's got some dudes. You're going to see some big-time athletes. But I think this is a chance for St. Pius to get it done. I think they get it done, and I think they're going to play a state championship game for the second straight year. Now, I'm sure that's going to be interesting for a lot of people because if they go to a state championship game this year, they're probably going to bump up another classification. So there's the downside of that with the success multiplier. But, no, I think St. Pius has got a really good chance.
Cardinal Ritter at St. Pius, the 10th on Saturday. Okay, some other games we'll run through on the Missouri side. But first, the player to watch is takes us to Fort Osage wide receiver Lorenzo Fenner.
Well, wide receiver and kick returner, if you want to know how good somebody is, talk to other coaches. And when they sound scared to let him even touch the ball, then you know somebody's good. He is dynamic as any guy in the Metro, especially on returns. There's two instances I can give you this season against Green Valley the first time around. They beat Green Valley last week 35-11. The first time around, Fort Osage beat Green Valley 9-8. And the Green Valley kicker, who's a very good kicker, was instructed to not kick it to Lorenzo Fenner. And he slipped as he was going to kick. It was kind of a damp night. And the ball went right to him. And he ran it back to inside the 5-yard line. And they scored the only touchdown of the game and won that game. And then against Staley a few weeks ago, they were tied at 14 late in the game. Staley tries to kick just kind of a short punt with under a minute left in the game, thinking that he won't come up in traffic and get it because most punt returners don't necessarily want to do that. He runs up in a ton of traffic, picks it out of the air, runs it back inside the 30. They kick a field goal and win the game. So he's a dynamic guy. I mean, he can touch every time he touches the ball, he can score. He's just a junior. He's a guy to keep an eye on down the line. He's going to get a lot of looks. But they're playing at Wentzville Holt on Friday night at 6:00. And this is I hate to say this, but this is the year that every 3 years Fort Osage goes to a state championship game. 2009, 2012, 2015, 2018. They won it in 2015. And here we are in 2021. So the math is on their side in that sense, and they're playing really well. They can't play much better than they did in beating Green Valley last week, 35-0.
All right, before we go to the Kansas side, let me just mention these games, and you can give us any tidbits that you have. Smithville is at MICDS. Liberty North is taking on CBC. Richmond at Lamar. And Lafayette County at Lutheran St. Charles. So lots of local schools in action this weekend. What stands out to you?
Well, I'll tell you, we'll start Class 6 at the state championship game, CBC. Liberty North, top two ranked teams all season long, pretty much. I like Liberty North in this. They're really playing well. They'll wear people out. Smithville and MICDS, that might be the de facto state championship game. I think they're the two best teams. I still like Smithville. I've liked them all season long. Then you go down to Class 2. You've got Richmond against Lamar. Lamar's the big beast in the room when it comes to Class 2, eight state championships over the last 11 years. But Richmond, Keyshawn Elliott, their outstanding quarterback's playing fantastic. And then Lafayette County on the other side of the bracket at Lutheran St. Charles. All they've been doing is winning since week one. Lutheran St. Charles has got some athletes, but you know, we talk about all Kansas City or all Kansas City-ish state championships games. We could have Richmond and Lafayette County. Richmond's only loss is to Lafayette County this season. They're both in the MRBC East.
Dion Clisso from Preps KC is with us here on the Border Patrol Kansas. State titles are coming as well. I had a buddy who was driving down to Norman to watch the Oklahoma game last week, and they stopped off in Derby and watched a little bit of Derby. And he said they're really good. I mean, they're not some huge team, right, but they're super well coached. What kind of buzzsaw is Blue Valley Northwest running into here?
Well, you know, the thing about it for Blue Valley Northwest is they've got a pretty good defense, and their offense is really dynamic. The way to beat Derby is to kind of try and outscore them. And I think Blue Valley Northwest is built to do that. But Lawrence last week looked like they were going to get into a shootout with them, and then Derby just pulled away from them down the end. Dylan Edwards, their outstanding tailback, is dynamic. He's one of the top recruited guys. He's just a junior in the Metro. But, no, I think this is definitely an uphill battle for Blue Valley Northwest, but I think they are in the conversation. This isn't just a go-get-beat type of thing.
Okay, 5A, Mill Valley's been very good, right? And they're back in the state title again. And thanks in large part to Hayden Jay, their quarterback, but this is a solid team.
Yeah, really, offensive and defensive line is fantastic for them. And this senior class is the weak link, if you talk to them, of the groups they've had before and the groups they've got coming after. And that's not an indictment of these kids. They're really good kids that are playing fantastic, great leaders. So if they can find a way to win it this year, and I think they're the favorite going in against Mays. Mays has got a really good quarterback who's going to be tough to play, but you know, they've seen good quarterbacks all through their year. I think Mill Valley wins this, and they may run off, you know, 4, 5, 6 in a row if things shake out right for them and the way their upcoming classes are.
All right, then Kansas, these games get weird, right? Down in 4A, St. James has fought 4 losses, but they beat Bayshore, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're running around, you're beating, everyone's got, you know, 3, 4, 5 losses, but now they're facing Andover, who's just got 1 loss. Can St. James get this done and win a state title with 4 losses?
Yeah, I think they will. I think they're better, really talent wise, than anybody in 4A. And the thing about them last year, they were really dynamic, and they had a great tailback in James White. They call him Jimmy White. And you know, their offensive line was okay. The defensive line was pretty good. This year, those two groups are really outstanding and leading the way. They've got a lot of size on both sides. The Spencer kid, the defensive lineman, is a beast, and you talk to other coaches, they talk about him a lot. So I think this is a good St. James team. I think they're going to get it done. I mean, I just don't know if Andover has faced the level of competition that St. James has week in and week out. You know, they played Blue Valley Northwest. They played Aquinas. They played Miege twice, beaten Miege twice. And, you know, Blue Valley North, Blue Valley West, you know, all those teams like that are you see at the top of the 6A bracket that are EKL teams, St. James has played them. So I think they're definitely the favorite in that game.
All right, Dion, how can people keep up with all the action?
PrepsKC.com, PrepsKC app, and, of course, our YouTube channel. And look, tomorrow night, the Simone ballot, the semifinals will be announced. So we'll have all that getting ready to go in the next couple weeks. So we're winding down. We'll be crowning state champions this weekend. And then if we get some through, we'll be crowning some state champions the next week.
Dion, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. It's always fun.
That's Dion Clisso, Preps KC Managing Editor. Up next, from NFL Network and NFL.com, in studio, Jeff Chedia on Sports Radio 810 WHB.